Hello, this is Yoki Wendell's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With that, wish that your heart will be excited about the mysteries of the universe. I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. The next sentence of the Amitāya Sutra is that Shakyamuni Buddha said, Ananda, what you have asked is will give big merit to the whole the heavenly devas and human beings to awaken the enlightenment. Yes, you might wonder, oh, heavenly devas as well? Yes, Shakyamuni Buddha is the master of the human world, not only human world, but also the heavenly devas, because as I already spoke several times, that the heavenly world is in the samsara and still has not a clear enlightenment. There's some slight ego. Of conscious exist and also suffering too. Well, anyway, what part of the question it gives the merit to the whole devas and other human beings? I remind you that his questions, Ananda said, praised the way how the Shakyamuni Buddha looks. Oh, you're so beautiful, pure as transparent and bright. The face is shining and next, what he said is that, isn't it because as all Buddhas in the past, present and future, be mindful to the great spirit of universe and unified with one true. That one true, like that, and that's why, as a manifestation of the great spirit of the universe, the face is shining and transparent, purely beautiful, isn't it? And they, yes, to be mindful to the great spirit of universe and to unify to the great spirit of universe, that is the essence of this question. There are many different kind of samadhis, the meditative state and this and that. However, directly connect to the great spirit of the universe. How to be mindful, how to unify. That is the key, that is a really real essence which gives the merit to not only human beings, but even to the all heavenly devas. That's what Shakyamuni Buddha said, and Shakyamuni Buddha continued, that the true enlightenment, the wisdom of the true enlightenment of the Shakyamuni Buddha, as a manifestation of the great spirit of the universe, is countless. And it is perfectly protected, not to be ruined, not be damaged or anything, because the view of the wisdom has no limitation, cannot be stopped by anything, just go through the infinite universe. Nothing stops the wisdom view of the シャカムニ・ブッダス The Manifestation of the Great Spirit of Light of the Great Spirit of the Universe Okay, what is so special about being mindful to the Great Spirit of the Universe and are unified with it? Why not we can just sit and meditate? Be mindful to the Great Spirit of the Universe and what is so special about what? Why that this will give merit to the devils and humans? Well, it is because when we be mindful to Great Spirit of the Universe with chanting mantra and visualization of the symbol of the Great Spirit of the Universe, well, what will happen in the process of the unification with it? Well, the internal Great Spirit of the Universe start to encounter to the external Great Spirit of the Universe. And in this process, not only your internal Great Spirit of the Universe and external Great Spirit of the Universe, not only that, internal Great Spirit of the Universe or the whole being in the universe start to unify with external Great Spirit of the Universe as a response of what is happening in you within. This is invisible and this is not recognizable by the conscious. This is the secret of the universe. What will happen in behind of the process of the unification with the Great Spirit of the universe by being mindful and to pray for all beings. That's why I guess it's in the Nirvana Sutra. Shakyamuni Buddha said, well, it's mysterious. The whole beings have the Buddha nature. And when the Shakyamuni Buddha enlightened, the whole beings enlightened at the same time. It is the meaning of when you will, your internal Great Spirit of the Universe unified with the external Great Spirit of the Universe, that the whole beings unconsciously and invisibly, the whole beings unified. Internal Buddhist Great Spirit of the Universe unified each other of the all beings and at the same time unified with the external Great Spirit of the Universe, and that's how the merit of the being mindful to Buddha will be transferred to the whole universe. And to let it happen smoothly, you concentrate to the prayers of the giving merit to all universe as your responsibility, and with the visualization of the symbol of the Great Spirit of the Universe. This secretly happens in what will happen in the process of being mindful to Buddha and to be unified with Buddha. Well, what I mean Buddha is that Tathagata, I mean as a symbol of the Great Spirit of the Universe. That's why in the next sentence is that the Great Spirit of the Universe, the wisdom view of the Shakyamuni Buddha, I mean sutra, it's written as Shakyamuni Buddha, but actually, it's about the great spirit of the universe. The wisdom view cannot stop. Nothing can stop this wisdom view. The light will go everywhere in the universe. All your life, all your existence, even just one hair of yours, is even one cell of yours, even the moment, 1 second of your life, are all taken care by the light of the great spirit of the universe. The every moment and every cell of your mood are the process of two unified with the great spirit of the universe, manifest the great spirit of the universe, and the transference, the merit to the whole universe. And that's how that your existence, your life will shine. May your life shine, may your future shine, may your existence shine. Wish you get the whole merit from this sutra. Wishing you a good future.